The Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast is powered by Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. When you need a bit off your top, book an appointment at a Lady Jane's near you. Visit LadyJanes.com. Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. It's wicked awesome. You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast.
Remember we mentioned that the Golden Girls house was up for sale?
Yeah.
All right, so the list price, $3 million. And keep in mind, the house doesn't look like the Golden Girls house on the inside.
No.
They only use this house for the exterior shots. Mm. Well, it's sold. How much do you think it sold for?
$350,000.
A lot less than list price.
Oh. It was?
Did
it sell for $1 million?
It sold for $1 million. Over the asking price.
Oh, so four million. God.
They were asking $3 million. They got $4 million for that damn house.
What?
Person loves the Golden Girls.
Oh my God.
It's a 4-bedroom home, has 2,901 square feet. The house received 20 offers in 14 days, resulting in a bidding war among 9 people. The agent said, "Wow, I knew there were a lot of Golden Girls fans. I had no idea there were this many."
What Golden Girl fan has that kind of money?
That's crazy.
That's what you gotta wonder.
Rumor was that Betty White bought the house. Not true.
No. Oh.
And they're not saying if any of those HGTV folks bought it, because there was a rumor that the Property Brothers wanted to buy it and redo it.
They got the cash, those property hunks.
Yeah.
They got $4 mil, no problem.
Yep.
So
would
much.
Would they make that much
over asking is crazy.
It's just crazy to be that sometime in the future, somebody's going to look back and be like, remember 2020 when there was a pandemic and we bought the Golden Girls house?
Yeah.
What a year.
What were we thinking?
Right. You'll never get that money back.
Yeah,
right? You've just lost $1 million on a house.
Crazy.
People have speculated the $3 million asking price was way too high.
Oh, my God.
Well, yeah. It's just the Golden Girls house. It's not even like the inside of it or whatever.
Right.
If it is the property hunks, though, and they do a show like they did with the Brady Bunch house, they probably could make that money back.
They probably could.
If they're going to redo the house.
You think they could sell it for more than $4 million?
Well, I think what they're not looking to do is to sell it for more than $4 million, but they're going to get endorsement money from different companies.
Yeah.
Because they're going to film a whole show around turning the Golden Girls house into the Golden Girls house.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just like they did with the Brady Bunch stuff. They get whoever's still alive from the cast to come and talk about the different things that they saw.
It's
or
only
that
Betty
they
White, right?
Is it just Betty White?
Betty White's the only one remaining.
No.
All the other ones are gone.
She's the last.
She's the last remaining Golden Girl.
Oh my God.
Stop there.
Betty White, be good.
The last Jedi, the last samurai, and the last Golden Girl.
Yeah.
Yep. No, she's the only one that remains. They've all the Arthur.
Yeah.
And the other two.
Estelle Getty.
Estelle Getty.
We were
something, McCallahan or something.
She came up recently in like a conversation that I was in, and it was like, you haven't really seen
Betty?
Yeah. You know how she would be out and like doing some stuff.
We watched, I think, the last thing I saw her in, and it was
well, it's also a pandemic, and she shouldn't be out.
Yes, of course not.
Yeah, you gotta protect Betty White.
Yeah. David is with us. You have a little known fact about the Golden Girls.
Yes, sir. Good morning. How are we?
Doing okay, thanks.
Doing good.
Good. You know, in the living room of the Golden Girls, there is a picture of a penis on the wall.
Stop it now.
What?
I swear.
We are going to find it.
Hey, look it up. I'm telling you I'm telling you a fact. My friend.
You call him with these golden...
Hey, Matthew McConaughey, how are you going?
Even though they're old, they still like it.
Matthew, thanks for calling in.
See you later.
Matthew McConaughey there.
Is he right? It's right behind his tall Getty's head there.
That's a lobster.
Oh, it is a lobster.
It's like one of those like old like cake pans or something.
Yeah.
But I guess it's similar to the shape of a penis, but it's... I don't know. Is it a lobster? It's very penis. It's very phallic looking.
It's super phallic.
It's a phallic looking lobster.
That was one of the wildest phone calls I've ever heard.
All right.
They say it's either hanging cherries or an ornate penis.
I like ornate penis.
I'll tell you. There you go. Stay tuned for more Unknown Facts with Matthew McConaughey. Here on David Jeff.
Call in and let you guys know there's a penis hanging on the wall. Golden Girls episode 118 through 246.
That's what he tells us about what's in Mr. Rogers' closet.
All kinds of stuff.
Wasn't expecting that.
That was nuts.
They say good things come to those who wait. For 7-year-old Samir Anwar, that good thing was a Lego brick that had been lodged up his snot locker for 2 years.
Stop it.
It's just like, Jesus Christ.
Why do you sound like that, dude?
Because I started a Lego 2 years ago.
That's so dumb.
That's just how my life is.
So you've been just waiting for that piece so you can finish it?
I tried to blow it out of there all the time, but it just never...
What are you saying, Samir? It's hard to understand you.
You can hear a whistle if you listen.
I heard it.
It's close to my brain at this point.
Tried to work it out.
So this happened in 2018. Samir's parents were, they say, a little alarmed when their son reported a Lego piece to be missing after he put it in his nose.
Something's missing.
2 years ago.
Yeah.
The Lego never showed itself in any other of his orifices. There was no pain or discomfort, so they pretty much forgot about it. Well, 2 years later, he tried to lean in and take a sniff of some cupcakes that were just baked, and ta-da.
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 And ta-da. Yes, Dave. Ta-da.
Ta-da.
Ta-da. Ta-da. Ta-da. And ta-da.
It's like, ta-da.
Like a war cry or something.
Yeah. Ta-da.
And ta-da.
I was trying to be a little more dramatic with it. It didn't work out.
Yeah.
Ta-da. Ta-da. His nose started to hurt.
Ta-da. A war cry.
He went to blow his nose. Out popped the black Lego piece, all covered in fungus. There it is there. That had been up his nose for 2 years.
Looks like a little hand, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's an arm, it looks like. Yeah. Probably to like either a police officer. Oh, no, because it's black. Maybe it's a robot.
The fungus is alarming.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't want fungus.
I got this cool haircut, and then I just did that.
Everything fine, though. No damage or anything. They got him checked out. But hey, if your kid says a piece of Lego went up his nose, don't just forget about it.
Yeah,
right.
For a couple of years, okay. Maybe go get him checked out.
That'll be fine. Yeah. It's only his inside of his face.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, luckily, it's out. What a relief it must feel like, though. Yeah, like, that kid probably just thought that was normal, right? How he felt.
It's like it's a whole new world. Holy. Holy smokes.
Yep. Yeah, it'd be pretty amazing. You take some deep, deep, amazing breaths.
Let me smell those cupcakes again.
What else is going
to
fall out?
Subscribe now to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
We're going to start with this dude here from Florida, 57-year-old Randy Matthews. He was pulled over the other day. He was driving to Daytona Beach to party with some girls.
Yeah, as Randy do.
Randy do?
Yep.
Deputies stopped his vehicle after noticing he wasn't wearing a seatbelt. For some reason, he consented to a search.
Go ahead.
You ain't going to find nothing. Go ahead. Oh, no.
Randy.
That's when Randy's car, they found 3.5 pounds of marijuana, 300 vaping cartridges that contain THC.
That's not mine.
Randy.
21 THC gummy packs.
Didn't think you'd really look.
It's too much, Randy.
Street value well over $20,000.
I should not have consented to search.
Wait a second. I could have said no.
That's right.
When asked about all that stuff in his vehicle, he said, and I quote, "When you go to a party, you got to be a good host."
Oh, yeah.
It's just like,
Randy likes to party.
Oh, my God. Randy parties hard.
I would party with Randy one night.
I think I'd die.
I think I'd die.
Yes.
He would be a fun guy to party with.
No, he would not.
No.
They partied with Randy, and he's the first person ever to die of a THC overdose.
Right, exactly.
Dave got too stoned. I don't know how.
He just froze in place.
I probably would.
Every party with Randy is like that scene from Boogie Nights where the really creepy music is playing.
Just expect
everyone to get shot any second.
Right, there's just people having sex in the driveway.
Yeah.
You're like, Randy! Oh! Randy. Randy's like, you think $20,000 worth of drugs is good for tonight?
Hey, it's Friday night. 20 grand.
You got to see Randy's mugshot at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. I'm just telling you, the dude looks like he knows how to party. Unfortunately, despite best intentions, distribution is still illegal.
Yeah.
Even if it was just a handout at a party. He was arrested, charged with 12 counts of distribution of marijuana, one count of intent to sell or deliver marijuana, four counts of possession of a controlled substance without a prescription, four misdemeanor counts of possession of drug equipment. He was taken to the Putnam County Jail. Eventually released after someone posted $44,000 bond for him, $44,000.
Ooh, Randy. So
a big bond.
They have all the photos of all the drugs.
Yes. There's some big-ass gummies, too.
All in the best.
Red face.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
He's like, oh, I'm Randy.
I'm Randy.
My blood pressure is high.
Notice the red?
Yeah. Well, what you look at them. There you go.
My computer is doing something weird. Mm. So that's just the weed.
Yeah, then he had a bunch of THC cartridges.
There's the THC vape pen cartridges. And then there was one where there was like a giant gummy. Like I saw giant gummies.
Yeah, they're big gummy bears.
Yeah.
Which I think melted. Is what would be in that green bag, but it got melted.
Yeah, it just melted.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He's the guy that pulls up and you're like, Randy's here.
Randy's here. Randy's here.
Everybody knows Randy.
He's got $20,000 worth of drugs.
At all times.
Like when you're a kid and the ice cream man's just coming down the
stairs. Yeah, exactly.
That sounds like Randy. Come on, everybody. Randy.
I love that you scream out, he's got $20,000 worth of drugs.
Well, you know how he rolls.
Yeah.
He's my favorite party guest.
Yeah.
Randy the
you
party
man. You invite Randy.
You do, yeah.
Of course you do.
Well, if you got that kind of party.
Yeah, right.
So, okay, here's a question. Is Randy the guy that, like, buys his way into the party, so to speak, because he's got all the drugs? Would people hang out with him normally?
I don't know if Randy's got a lot going for him outside of the drug realm.
Yeah, that's probably why he got involved.
Yeah, I mean, you only invite Randy. You're like, okay, thanks for the drugs, Randy. Now shut up.
Randy's probably been just always the guy who could get what you needed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is what I think.
Yep.
Right.
If I had to put my finger on it.
You need to.
But it did let him get into a party with much younger women at 57 years old. Randy knows
how to do
Randy. Randy's been doing Randy type of stuff for a long time.
He's at a Daytona Beach party with some hot chicks.
You know?
And he's supplying all
you
got to
think about Randy at like 35.
Right.
You know?
It's the only way people will pay attention to him. Got a lot of drugs.
Yeah. So, well, you know, 57 is tough to be invited to.
You don't really get invited to the Daytona Beach bikini party.
Yeah, the bikini party.
You don't. Unless you're bringing something they enjoy.
You really don't. It'll cost me $20,000 to get into that bikini party.
Every time.
Every time. But I'm Randy.
Yeah.
I'll tell the police I got drugs. I'll be right to their
face. Go search them up.
I'm going to bikini party. Come on. Boys.
Come on. Be cool, baby.
Take what you need.
Go ahead. Search me.
It's hard. He seems like a likable dude, is all I'll say. I don't know much about him, but he seems like a likable dude.
Yeah. He's like drugs, boats, and bikinis.
Randy.
That's Randy.
I think he has a boat.
But do you think he has an
Instagram? I think he has a friend with a boat.
Friend with a boat.
Do you think Randy has an Instagram?
At 57, I don't know if it could go either way.
Randy?
Couldn't
he strike you as an Instagram kind of guy?
I'm just hoping to God we get a glimpse of his life, Lise. I just want a glimpse.
All the same Randy we're talking about.
That Randy?
He might have Facebook or something. I don't know.
I'm looking for a glimpse.
But if he's looking for like bikini girls or something, he might have Instagram.
That's what I mean.
He took his mugshot, he's like, I'm a rascal. You know me.
Yeah, look at me. I'm having fun.
Classic Randy.
Yep. This can't be that big a charge.
There's a ton of Randy Matthews on Instagram, and I don't.
Oh, really? And even with a red face and a smirk?
I don't. I mean, there's a bunch that could be him, but
got to find our Randy.
Yep,
he could be out there, but it's too hard to track down.
Randy,
I'll find him.
All right,
all right.
Go LinkedIn him.
He's definitely not on LinkedIn.
No, Randy doesn't go there.
There's probably a different kind of LinkedIn that we don't know about.
Right?
He's just on the dark web.
Yeah, he's LinkedIn. All right,
I'm on the sultry LinkedIn.
Yeah,
you have your 4chan.
Yeah.
Just when you think you've seen every strange way an argument can end, We heard so many of them here on the show through the years. There is a 48-year-old woman named Heather Smith. She is in Tierra Verde, Florida. And she was on a boat with her 47-year-old husband when they got into some sort of big argument over the weekend. So he says, all right, I'm done. He goes below deck to go sleep. But Heather wasn't done with the fight.
Uh-oh.
So what did she do? She opened up the boat's port hatch, which happened to be directly above the bed where her husband was sleeping, and she pissed all over him.
Oh, wow.
From above? From
above. Oh, my God.
Through the port hatch.
Well, classy lady.
Yeah. No, you hope you're not snoring, right?
With your mouth open.
Give me it!
When he ran up to confront her, he was sleeping nude. She went to bite his package, but he moved away at the last second. She was only able to bite him on the stomach.
Oh, no, stomach.
I feel that was a close call. My God, it's what an odd.
She's a crazy, crazy lady.
She's crazy. Oh, she'll pee on you and try to bite your junk off.
And the last time, go for a nice boat ride.
She's incredible. She's incredible in bed.
That's it, right?
She's incredible.
He's like,
that.
You just got to keep her happy.
She
going
is.
Into our mugshot, yep.
Look at her.
Oh,
come look on. God. She's incredible in bed.
I rescind my comment.
Yes, you should rescind.
You have all the sex in the world with her.
That is a horrible, horrible person to have pee in your mouth and try to bite your penis.
Yeah, she's more like a rabid animal.
Yeah, she's not an that attractive of a lady.
No.
Oh,
no,
my God, no.
No, my God.
She looks like an orc.
She does look like the busy orc, like the real mean one.
Yes, with the hand on his face.
She's got the same
doesn't
shape
she look
face.
Pissed?
Yeah. Like she looks like the leader of the orcs.
You see my girlfriend? She looks like an orc. She pissed in my mouth and tried to bite my penis.
No.
There she is.
Oh, man.
Her eyebrows are gone.
I don't know what's more defined. Her eyebrows or the black rings under her eyes.
Wow. You can go see her for yourself at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. See what Heather Smith looks like.
Eyes are too close together.
They're way
too
close.
People lead such different lives.
Yeah.
I can't imagine waking up to Amber like revenge peeing on me.
I can't.
That would be crazy. How nuts would that be?
That would be awesome.
No, it would not. It would be horrible and just completely out of character.
Right.
So she must do crazy stuff all the time. You don't just pee on someone out of the blue.
But you gotta know, then you can't argue with an orc and then go to sleep.
Right. Naked, of all things. You're so vulnerable. Johnson out.
You're on a boat in Florida. Like, it's hot.
He's like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, damn it, Heather. God,
coming up there. She's waiting by the ladder with her chompers.
Yeah. Whoa. Heather, you peeing in the port hatch?
Don't you try to bite my penis.
Animal.
Got my belly instead.
Hey, got me right on the belly.
Good thing he turned, though. Yeah. Good thing he quickly turned.
Big time.
He's learned. He's been through that. That's probably not the first time.
You're right. Probably not the first time she tried to bite his junk.
It's definitely been bitten probably once or twice. Mm-hmm.
Risky to go on a boat.
Yeah, you can't go out to sea with her. Oh, my God.
I'm guessing everybody was feeling pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sure. But I'm sure that's their life, right? You're boaters.
Yeah.
I bet every time they go out to sea, he has one of those shark cages just in one of the rooms in the boat.
Oh, for her.
Yeah, so while
get
he
in there. Right,
he runs in so she can't.
That's the only place it's safe to sleep.
That's a safe room.
Now, I was trying to see if I could find her social media, but...
No. Never sleep under some kind of hole where people can just pee right on your face.
No.
Well, normally you would. Every boat has that. Normally where they build in the bunk, it's underneath, there's a little porthole, probably for air and stuff.
Oh,
right?
Okay.
And so you just never would expect someone would piss on you through it.
Yeah, you don't see that coming.
No. Well,
can't. There's a lot of interesting stuff in Tierra.
Word
there.
On him?
No. That's what I was hoping to find. By finding her social media, I thought we would find him, but... She's just a Heather Smith. There's too many Heather Smiths.
Crazy
day on the boat.
Yeah. Can't find a Terry Matthews. You're not going to find a Heather Smith.
Exactly. Just too many of them.
Yeah.
All right. So Home Depot is quickly becoming like one of the crazy places to go. We talked about Walmart and dollar stores leading the way. We just had the video of two guys beating the hell out of each other while pulling out of a Home Depot in Flint. And now today, a story comes out about a woman who drove her car into a Home Depot, but intentionally. She did it like a low-budget version of Gone in 60 Seconds. She backed her 2000 Pontiac Sunfire through the open doors of the Home Depot.
Yep.
Then she drove in reverse through the store, did a three-point turn, knocked over a shelf, and drove down an aisle. While she was in the store, she hopped out, threw a bunch of merchandise in her Sunfire, got back in, drove right back out.
I wonder what she got.
That's the craziest way to rob somebody.
What did she get? There's videos of this up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com, so you can go check it out.
Look at that car.
Look at that beauty.
That beauty.
That was the sister car to my old
Your Cadillac.
Cadillac.
So, yeah, so she comes right in. She backs her way into the store.
I thought she'd be just tearing the place apart, but she was doing
She was cautiously good. Backing in.
3 point. Look at the unhelpful employee that just ran.
Well, yeah, you think you're going to get run over. There's a car in your store.
Yeah, he's like, oh, my God.
Why should I be helpful to you?
I believe I just saw a Sunfire at aisle 12.
She's
trying to be careful not to knock anything down.
She doesn't want
to,
like...
Yeah, well, up until this point right here.
Oh,
she's
like,
oh,
oops.
Yeah.
Oopsie.
Yeah,
oopsie.
She knocked over one whole display there.
Yeah.
I believe this is the point where it cuts off, but she shortly after this, I guess, jumps out and throws a bunch there. She had to get down, to whatever she wanted to steal.
Yeah.
She knew exactly what aisle she wanted to get to.
It's impressive.
And this one isn't as good, but that's her... There, you just kind of see the bottom of it.
Oh, look out!
Yeah, you can hear it. She's fine. There's no swearing.
Who's crying?
Social distance!
Everybody move out of the way!
She's trying to stand the drill!
Like a Ludacris song.
Move! Get out of the way!
Why are people not moving out of the way?
This person is terrible at taking a video.
Because they're watching with their eyes and checking the phone out. They're not actually videotaping it.
Shouldn't you just tell people, out of the store.
Move out the way! Get out the store! You gotta run, baby! Get out! Grab what you need and go! Move out the way!
I mean, I'll be honest.
Who's standing there?
The second a car drives into the store, I'm taking whatever I wanted to buy and I'm leaving.
What do you mean, move out the way?
It's my time to get free stuff.
Stop crying, baby! Just move out the way!
Sunfire!
Stop crying, Karen!
Oh, look, you can see in this video her jump out and steal stuff.
Yeah.
That person just took pictures of the license plate. Like, don't worry,
smart.
God damn it, I got this under
control.
Get
the keys. She's getting merchandise. Go get.
Okay, but this is. She's in the plumbing. She's in the plumbing.
What does she need?
No, plumbing's that way.
Oh.
She's in the paint department. She's got to get that paint.
Like, honestly, you know what it looks like? You know that little setup where they have the cactuses and stuff? Did she just steal houseplants?
I don't know what she stole.
She's got to decorate.
The pandemic just made her snap. Mini cactuses. $1 mini cactuses, as many as I can fit in my car, baby. She's outside the store.
Move out the way.
Let's see that again.
We gotta see what she's trying to steal.
It's crying.
Karen, shut up. Probably, man, shut up.
That man with the ponytail.
So scary.
Move out the way.
You can see some of the workers are like, I don't even give a crap what is happening here. Take whatever you want, baby.
Is this the same video where you can see her run out?
Yeah.
I don't know, but when you play it the second time, that's when
there
it comes.
We go.
Yeah.
Paint, plumbing.
Shut up, baby!
She's closer to plumbing.
Yeah, but she doesn't go that way.
Power tools.
Is that it?
I think so.
Oh, yeah, power tools. Well, it's the power tool aisle on the left there, yeah. There's probably a display there.
Now, did she back up out of there? Or did they get her?
No, she got out. She drove out the same way she came in. The cops are still looking for her right now.
How do you not? Do you have her license plate? How can you still be looking for her?
Sunfires are impossible. I've always known. That was one of the reasons why I held on to the Cadillac for so long.
It's just impossible for the law
no
to trace.
No one. The law had no idea where I was. Till I hit that lady.
That's crazy.
Oh, like, I want to see the seconds leading up to that. She's like, now this is my plan. I'm going to rev up the engine. I'm going to bust through the Home Depot and go right to the power tools aisle. And then we're going to make a hell of an escape.
And it worked.
Do you have any video of her leaving?
Don't fail me now, Sunfire.
No, those are the only two that
it's
are
too
there.
Bad.
No one thought to get her keys.
No one thought.
No, I guess not.
You don't.
Because you don't know. You don't know.
Yeah, if something. She's got a gun or something.
Yeah.
You think they got to start training people at Home Depot for that? Now, if a Sunfire comes barreling in and does a three-point turn by the power tools aisle, just snap the license plate.
They've barely been able to teach them where... Like, to how to tell you to find the washers and dryers.
That's so true.
I know. That's why no one moved. I've been waiting in that aisle for 20 minutes for someone to come help me. So I was like, whatever. There's a car in here. I need to get this piece for my plumbing.
Whenever I needed something from Home Depot, it's like there's nobody around to find. I got to go on a journey to find somebody.
And you know what? They avoid you.
Yeah.
I swear to God, I chased a guy. Because he, like, everyone's like, excuse me. Excuse me, and he picked up the pace. I'm like, excuse me.
He crawls into the pace.
Yeah, he does not want to, because he doesn't know the crap I need.
No.
I had an incident when I, my first house, I had to buy like a range hood, and you know, we go shopping for the range hood, and I swear to God, this guy didn't work there. Like, he just came in off the streets or something. And I said, well, is this hard to install? You know, how? And he's like, no, you just plug it in. You just plug it in. And I'm like, no, you don't.
No.
You don't just plug it in. Range hood.
You've got to attach it to something on the...
It's a whole wiring job.
Yeah. You don't just plug this in.
No, nah, you just plug it in, sir.
Big guy,
let the wires hang.
Listen, so there's two kinds of guys there. Listen, I go to the small mom and pop place near me. Old guys there know everything.
Yes.
They'll walk you through it. They'll give you the exact part. And there's a few guys like that at the Home Depot, but they're rare.
That's few and
the
far
other guys
between.
Are like, you know, young dudes who don't really. Yeah, I think that's what you need there. I'm like,
I don't know, bro.
Yeah,
it's like, whoa. PVC pipe.
I always get that. That's not my department.
Whoa. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Get a lot that's of that. A bad response.
Yeah, actually, that's not my department. So.
You do see the guy who knows everything, and he's running around. He's trying to help everybody there.
Right.
Yeah. And I think that the other dudes are just counting on him to carry the load.
He's generally an older guy.
He is an older guy. He's got one of those sweet vests.
Those are the best.
He's like, I fixed one of everything.
Yeah.
Exactly. I'll tell you how to do it.
Like, he loves giving you that, the tips. Yeah. Right? The other guys, I'd chase them.
Once in a while, I would just like get in a mood to just walk through a Home Depot and just look at stuff. Hmm. And that guy would stop me.
He'd be like, what can I get for you, fella? What are you trying
and
to
I'm
do?
Like, honestly, I don't know. He's like, come on.
Does I'll he end up you talking something. You into something?
No, but he's just, I think they know that some guys don't, there's two things that go on. There are some guys who don't want to ask for help,
you know,
and so I think his whole thing was, you need help, boy.
So
you're an idiot.
This guy said Home Depot has what they call the 10 feet rule. If you get within 10 feet of them, they're supposed to ask what they can help you with.
So the person was just kept avoiding the 10 feet.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, he wasn't getting within 10 feet of me.
12
for sure.
feet! 12 feet!
Running from me.
He totally was, you guys. That's I wish I could have got it on tape. Because he heard me. I was like, excuse me.
Yeah.
Excuse me!
He ran and jumped into like an air conditioner box.
You're like, what are you doing in there, dude? I see ya. This guy says, though, if you want help, if you see a ladder, start to climb it up. They'll come from everywhere until you get down off that ladder. I know. I used to work there.
Those ladders are no joke. Fall. I've had to move one before.
Yeah, me too.
And they were like, "What are you doing? It's made of uranium."
Yeah. I'm like, I'm trying to kill someone. No one's helping me.
You have a giant ladder in front of the product I need.
It's always in front of the product I need. Always.
This guy says, I actually am a maintenance guy. Whenever I'm at the Home Depot, they always come up to me, but they say, you look like you know what you're doing. Said, I feel like they pick out the ones that look like they know stuff because they don't need help.
That's one of the highest honors you can receive as a man, is the nod from the old man at Home Depot.
Oh, yeah, like, you don't need any of my help.
You're fine. You're a man.
And then another guy just effed with him. He said, if you have a trade, it's fun just to ask them advice to see what they'll say, to see how wrong they are.
That's funny.
That's the craziest day at Home Depot.
Oh, sure. When a Sunfire backs into the store, steals a bunch of stuff, and speeds out.
It's a weird day at work.
You can't fit.
I'll be honest to you. You can't fit a lot into a Sunfire.
No.
It didn't have a lot of room in the old Cadillac.
For sure.
Couple power tools.
Yep. So we talked about the fact that some people who went to a strip club in Toronto could be at risk of getting COVID.
Yeah.
You know, a bunch of people who were there certain days. Well, this is worse. Prostitutes at a brothel in Spain have tested positive for coronavirus.
Spanish horse.
It's an extremely worrying outbreak, they say. Four men in the city of 30,000 have been traced back to the brothel, been told to go into isolation. Locals say there's many more, though, who won't come forward because they went to a brothel. Yeah. Like, if you're afraid to admit you go to a strip club, right, how can you tell anyone you went to a brothel?
Yeah.
So eight of the whores have tested positive.
Oh.
They were asked to wear a mask and stay 5 feet away from clients. How can you tell a hooker to stay 5 feet away? Unless the guy's got a 5 foot dong.
Yeah, you can't.
You have to use one of those like reaching things and do the HJ with that.
Oh, you'd have to buy a fleshlight and put it on like a broomstick.
Oh, wow.
Like you're making butter.
Oh, my God. I love COVID horns.
Wow. I might even take that.
Yeah, actually, it sounds like a fun time.
Yeah, it could be cool.
I'm going to bring it up to my Sawzall.
Yeah. Oh,
that is weird.
That is weird.
So they say that any men who've paid a visit to these sex workers are being asked to show responsibility and come forward immediately for testing. But they do understand it's going to be difficult tracking anyone who has been there because they will be too afraid to come forward.
I wonder, is this like a known place? Like, can you look up this?
Yeah, it's a Spanish tourist hotspot, Alcázar de San Juan, Spain.
Like, are these hot prostitutes or are these... Yeah. Like, it's a town of 30,000. You
wouldn't think they had, like, the best of the
best. They had eight. Like, how many prostitutes do you think there'd be in a town of...
Yeah, it seems like a high amount of prostitutes for the population.
Yeah.
Let's see if it comes up here. Uh-huh. It just brings up the story right now. Let's see if there's any images of these...
Oh, okay. They're okay.
Hmm. So it must be a
poor guy. Poor guy somehow got taken.
Yeah. He should have not taken a picture with
He took a picture with a prostitute
is on Google. I don't know how to remove it.
I hope that's not a picture of it there. What? No, that's not.
Oh, that's not. Luckily,
oh, my God.
They nasty.
Hello. Welcome to the...
I can't do it.
Big Spanish?
Big Spanish.
Can't do it.
Oh, wow. Bebop the Spanish. Speaking of brothels, they finally opened the brothels in Berlin.
Yes.
But no sex allowed.
Why are they open?
Well, then what's the point?
Berlin's brothels were allowed to reopen the other day after months of closure due to coronavirus restrictions, but full-on sex is still off limits. Instead, clients looking for sexual healing will have to make do with erotic massages until regulations are further relaxed.
Ah, okay, so full-on sex.
Right. So they're saying that.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is how we massage in Germany.
Yeah, exactly. I will use my
pots.
So they just mean like so they can only do rub and tugs, right? They can only do rub and tugs right now.
I don't even know if they should.
But that's an erotic massage, right?
Yes. But I think that they'll just get right on top.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure.
They're going to be fine.
Well, one of the whores, Jana, says that she prefers to do the sexual service, and her clients do too, but she will just do erotic massages until the next phase.
Thank you, Jana.
Mm-hmm. Sex work has been banned there since mid-March as part of the efforts to control the spread of coronavirus. There have had many protests, these whores outside the House of Parliament in Berlin, complaining they weren't able to make a living because prostitution is legal there and it's regulated. They've got 40,000 registered sex workers, all entitled to employment contracts and Social Security benefits.
It's like Michigan gym owners. Same thing.
Yeah. Signs explaining the new rules have been pinned up in the brothel's reception areas.
Everyone who fills out the brothel must also fill out a form with their contact details, which are all kept in sealed envelopes. You have to wear masks just like you would anywhere else.
If the prostitutes are given HJs, they're going to need one of those face, those like...
Oh, yeah.
The shield.
The shield.
Shield.
That's a weird. Shield. It's a weird...
Put your shield on,
weird
guys.
World we're living in right now.
Oh, it's... Yeah. It's
horrible, really. Spores in masks. Yeah.
The future sucks, man.
Yep. Yep.
But I mean, you gotta look at positive.
Yeah.
Sure you do.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
The Tasty Bits podcast is brought to you by Manscaped.
Flowers are blooming, the grass is growing, and it's time to mow your lawn. And now, thanks to Manscaped, you can trim the hedges below the belt safely and efficiently. I'm talking about ball trimmers. Manscaped is here to make sure your balls are smooth and smelling nice. Mm. After all, it's time for some spring cleaning. So do yourself a favor and always use the right tool for the job. Go to manscaped.com now. Use code WRIF to get 20% off with free shipping. Your partner, your body, and your balls will thank you.